The Gumby Gang Strikes Again, written by Pamela Oldfield and read by Gene Wagoner.
The Gang and Old Minnie.
"Artichoke," said Steve.
"Arty what?" said Debbie,
as Steve had hoped she would.
"Choke," said Steve. "It's a vegetable. Didn't you know that?"
"Artichoke. I've never heard of it," said Debbie.
"Are you sure you've got the name right?"
"Quite sure," said Steve. "Or say the password, please. We've got a lot to talk about." They all said it, except Bet, who said,
"Archicoke."
"She does it on purpose," said Steve. "She's a show-off."
"Take no notice of her," said Debbie, sensibly. "Then she won't bother to do it."
"What do we have to talk about?" asked Howie.
"Good deeds," said Steve. "It's ages since the Gumby Gang has done a good deed, and it's one of the aims of the gang. So, any ideas, ladies and gentlemen?"
Howie was the first to raise his hand.
"Why don't we rescue someone from a burning house?" he said. "We might get our photograph in the paper."
"That's right," said Debbie. "We might."
"Brilliant idea," said Steve. "Off you go, then."
There was a moment's silence.
"There aren't any burning houses," said Howie.
"Right first time," said Steve. "Now, any sensible ideas before I go mad and froth at the mouth?"
Bet giggled.
"I froth at the mouth," she said, "every morning when I clean my teeth, because my toothpaste is all fizzy."
"We're not talking about toothpaste," said Steve patiently. "We're talking about good deeds."
"I don't want any good deeds," said Bet.
Steve turned to Debbie.
"Would you please take your sister away?" he said. "She can come back when she's 15.
15? Said Debbie,
and it was her turn to giggle.
"Stop it!"
cried Bet, stamping her foot.
"Stop it!"
"I've got a sensible idea," said Howie.
They looked at him, hopefully.
"We could help old Minnie," he said. "She's ever so old, and she must be poor, 'cause she goes to the shop in her slippers."
"That's true," said Debbie. "I've seen her."
Old Minnie lived in Rosemary Cottage in Church Lane. She had no children, and now that her husband was dead, she lived alone.
"Let's go round now and cheer her up," said Debbie,
who couldn't bear to think of anyone being lonely or unhappy.
"How can we cheer her up?" said Howie. "Do we know any jokes?"
They thought hard.
"What is green and goes underground at—" Steve began.
"A cabbage,"
shouted Bet.
"It is not a cabbage," said Steve, "and I haven't finished saying the joke."
"Old ladies don't laugh at jokes," said Debbie.
"Why don't we read to her? She wears glasses, so I expect her eyes get tired."
No one could find anything suitable to read, so they thought again.
"We could look at all her old photographs," said Debbie. "Old people love talking about the old days."
"Well done," said Steve,
and Debbie smiled modestly. They hurried along Church Lane to Rosemary Cottage. The garden was very neglected, and the step was dirty. Steve knocked on the door. Then he rang the bell. Then he knocked again and called through the letterbox. A young woman looked out from a window of the house next door.
"Minnie's not there," she told them. "She's in the cottage hospital. She's been there for nearly 2 weeks."
The Gumby Gang looked at her, dismayed.
"What's the matter with her?" asked Steve.
"She had a fall and hurt her knee,"